Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Chuck Graham Show. Well, it appears to me last night when I was watching the news, like, you know, that shit's true, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was raided by the FBI. I think there was like 100 agents that assumed on the place and... From what the reporting is, they were looking for archive documents that were supposed to be classified. Let me give you a little fun fact. If he declassified them before he left office, then they're no longer classified. The President of the United States is the utmost authority on what's classified and what's not. All of the lock it up chants and stuff he did when he was running for office, did he do it? Did he weaponize the FBI and the CIA and all that to go after Hillary Clinton, which that bitch ought to be in jail? Whole damn family should be in jail. I mean, people that go against them end up being dead. Reporters, chefs. I mean, there's a whole host of folks that have gotten in a whole lot of issues with the Clintons. Classified emails. And what he says, bleached and whitewashed, what he means is BleachBit. BleachBit is an app that you can use to wipe your hard drive with. Really doesn't work as good as some of the other ones, but they basically wipe the email server or whatever they were using as their email program. That's what they did. They wiped the hard drive. And it's called BleachBit. That's why he said bleach the hard drive or acid washed it or whatever. It's just hyperbole for a program that is designed to delete deleted data. Basically, wipe the free space on your drive so it can't be recovered. But that's neither here nor there. I'll digress on that. This is a sad day for America when a former president is being targeted by one of the top law enforcement agencies in the United States, which another reason why you shouldn't trust them son of a bitches. The fact of the matter is that what you're watching in real time is a degradation of our country to the point there's a lot of first in this scenario. And I'm still scratching my head. I mean, I'm not an Alex Jones conspiracy guy. I'm still scratching my head to why. Why do they, and we're talking Republicans too, 19 rhinos. And these folks are fucking going down one by one by one in the Senate here. I mean, Senate elections, congressional elections. So you have to ask yourself the question, why? Why are they so scared of Donald Trump being put back in office? Simply put, what I believe, and I don't agree with everything Donald Trump said or did or how he handled stuff, I think he tells the truth. And I think in Washington, that is taboo. I think for so many years, they have hid what we call the deep state from the American people, meaning the truth of how they act. That's why nobody trusts Congress. Like Kevin McCarthy, do I think that he's going to, they crossed a line and we're going to leave no stone on? You're not going to do shit. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You sound like a Baptist minister. You need to go back to doing that if that's what you did before you become a congressman, because you're not going to do shit. You've said this time and time again. When the GOP had power, they did nothing. Absolutely nothing. You want to get something done? Repeal the 17th Amendment. Go read it. Our forefathers did not foresee a Senate that was controlled by the people. In other words, the popular vote. The Senate before the 17th Amendment was elected by the state legislatures. And that's where it needs to go back to. Because the state legislatures, the states had more power when they were, the senators were elected by the legislatures. And that was the whole purpose of the Senate. So to make sure that there was a balance of power, there is not. You got two houses of representatives right now. But again, back to them raiding Mar-a-Lago. From what I understand and what's been reported is that they even broke into his safe, which they should have had a separate search warrant to enter. They probably didn't. This is posturing. This is them trying to send a message to Trump supporters that, well, yeah, we can get him, we can get you, we can do whatever we want to do. I thought it was a bad idea for the creation of Homeland Security after 9/11, because it just put more, you know, government power into place. And I've read some articles here recently about it was a bad idea. People thought it was a bad idea to implement the FBI. I don't really have an opinion on that. I just think that absolute power means absolute corruption. And I think what you're seeing right now in the top forms of the FBI is that you've got absolute corruption, 100% corruption. These people should go to jail. And you got top officials in the DOJ that are corrupt as hell. You have Hunter Biden's laptop with all sorts of illicit, illegal activities. You've got allegations that should be investigated as far as he's concerned. Nothing. But they're coming after Trump for archives? Because the National Archives says they didn't turn over 15 boxes of papers? That's bullshit. They're looking for something else. And I think that if you looked at their search warrant, you're going to probably find some liberal piece of shit judge on it or some magistrate judge. And you're going to find that the probable cause was, it might even say 15 boxes of, but I don't think for one second that's what they're looking for. I think that that is another lie that they propagated against to the courts to be able to, well, their insurance policy, as Peter Strzok said it. Folks, this is a sad day. I would say this if it was Biden or if it was Hillary Clinton. I don't think Trump should have used the FBI to go after Hillary Clinton, and he didn't. Why? Because you don't go after your political rivals and use the... I used to have a saying when I was elected, and I was a constable years ago. And I used to have a saying that I tried to stay away from people that I didn't like prior to that, and because I didn't want to give the appearance of it being an issue. Not necessarily it being an issue, but the appearance of it. You don't want to use your office or your position to target people that you don't like. That's a bad no-no, and you have a lack of moral character when you do that kind of thing. When you use your position to target people you don't like, when you're in a position of power, always remember you won't always be in that position of power. You won't always carry that badge and gun. And it all comes back. And if I was the sheriff or the police chief in Palm Springs or Palm Beach, where Mar-a-Lago is, I would tell the FBI to suck my ass. I wouldn't send one squad car to do any help for them. You bit it off, pal. You chew it. I wouldn't assist them in shit. I'd tell them to suck my dick and to kiss my ass. Sorry for the just kind of an illustration of how I feel right now. You know, back when I was a cop, I arrested a lot of people, most of them right by myself, because that's just how we did it back then. You bit it off, you chewed it. I served a ton of warrants. Excuse me. Served a ton of warrants. So I know what it means. but most of those warrants were served by myself. But the fact of the matter is, I digress from that. I don't want to go down memory lane, but I will say this. This is a sad day when one party uses its power against another. There is going to be a day of reckoning. And hear me when I tell you that you need to go to the polls and vote. Now. Staying at home, sitting on your ass, that's not going to get it. We need those rhinos out of the Senate and House. We need to take back power in the Senate and the House. And we need to turn this country around before it goes too far. And it's headed in the wrong direction at warp speed. If you love this republic, and stop saying democracy, it's not a democracy, it's a constitutional republic. Unless you're going to do like the Democrats and change the definition of democracy. If you love this republic, I suggest you get off your ass and go vote. You need to get Liz Cheney's ass out of office. She's the worst. But I'm going to end this by saying why. Again, why do they want him out of office so bad? What has he done that they didn't love before he became president? They loved to hear him on The View. He was on The View 100 times. Joy Behar hugging on him. Barbara Walters kissing him. The only one true to form is Whoopi Goldberg. She never liked his ass to begin with, and she still don't like him. But everybody else was kissing his ass till he got elected president. Why? I mean, I know in politics, if you want a friend, get a dog. I remember tons of phone calls. I had people on speed dial that I could call, blah, blah, blah. I lost the election. Crickets. And I learned a valuable lesson at 24 years old. I was the youngest elected official ever in the county at the time. And I learned a valuable lesson of how people will use you in politics. And the fact is, but again, why do they not want him in office? And I think it all boils down, this is my theory, truth. I think they're so scared of him because he tells the damn truth. He tells the truth. And I mean, yes, he used hyperbolic language and he says shit like acid wash and all that kind of stuff, just hyperbole language like a used car salesman. But dig down and the fundamental basis, like, oh, I'm so tired or I'm so hungry I could eat a horse, that type of language. Yes, he uses that. But the basis of his whole entire message is surrounded in and encased in truth. There is a swamp. There is a deep state. And it's right there on the surface for everybody to see. And the ones that are the scariest out of all of it is the Republicans. Mitch McConnell, he's right in that group of rhinos. It's when someone won't tell you what they really feel because of their fear of what it's going to cost them. Those type of people do not need to be in office. Because those type of people are two-faced. Everybody's seen them. Everybody has known someone that's two-faced or double speaks or does all kinds of different things to manipulate people. We've all had them. Trump doesn't do that. Since 50, 60 years, Congress had passed for the American Embassy in Palestine, I believe it was Palestinian, the American Embassy was passed by Congress to be moved to Jerusalem. No president, even Ronald Reagan, none of the presidents prior to Trump would move it because of fear of one thing or another. Destabilization, they always blamed it on something. It's because they're stupid-ass advisors. We're wrong. Trump, he was like, well, you know what? Hell, my gut tells me, and I told the people I'm moving it. Whatever. He did it, nothing happened. But he pissed off the status quo. He pissed off everybody, Republicans alike. Don't like him, whatever. He pissed a lot of people off, and they're coming for him. And folks, what you're seeing right now with this raid is nothing but them coming for Trump. They will do whatever it takes, and they will lie, and they will cheat, and they will plant shit. It wouldn't surprise me if the FBI planted shit in Mar-a-Lago. I'm not saying they did, but it wouldn't surprise me. Remember, Peter Strzok, insurance policy, that smug motherfucker. I'm telling you. The fact of the matter is, hell's coming. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. This ain't it. Are they going to find anything? I doubt it. I don't think they'll find anything they didn't put there. I think they'll do anything they can. Hopefully, and this is your saving grace, that you got FBI people that are involved in this that will whistleblow if some crazy shit goes on. And I'm not going to say it's not your rank and file. Your rank and file is still not saying anything. You know? If your superiors break the law, but I get the position they're in. I do. But people, this is not a good thing. This is not a good day for the country. This is horseshit's what it is. When you take a sitting president and you run him through the ringer with Mueller investigations, with Russia collusion, the Steele dossier, proven to be false, present it to the FISA court, and which I might add needs to be dismantled. The Patriot Act needs to be repealed now, and the GOP needs to take away that damn power now. Fuck this terrorist-ass shit. Oh, we're going after terror. No, you're not. You're going after American citizens. Call it for what it is. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a fucking duck. You're going after American citizens. And we're not taking that shit anymore. They need to repeal the Patriot Act. I don't give a shit the benefits. It's not worth what they're abusing it to do. The FISA court needs to be dismantled now. George W. Bush was an idiot. He was an idiot when we went to war with Iraq. He was trying to finish what his daddy didn't fucking finish. He was an idiot. I always said he was an idiot. We never should have went to there. Crazy ass people need crazy ass people governing them. Same thing with Gaddafi when they toppled his ass. Look at the destabilization in the region there. But my point is the Patriot Act needs to be gone because it's being used against American citizens. And the Steele dossier was presented to the FISA court. And they're about as worthless as a tits on a boar hog. I mean, okay, well, the FBI said it's there, so I guess it's there. There's your probable cause. It's a rubber stamp. It's like having a panel of judges that are retarded. They're not questioning anything. It's classified. Whatever. They're not questioning anything. How many times do they deny the request that the FBI puts before them? I guarantee you, I bet it's not that many. So my question is, if they will run this president or former president Donald Trump through the ringer like they did, $40 million in Mueller investigation, FISA court's abuse, Steele dossier they knew was false. Nobody has been held accountable. And worthless fucking John Durham, his shit's worthless as hell. He's not doing anything. He can't do anything because everything is in the DC courts, which is corrupt as shit too. The only thing that's getting these people's attention is Greg Abbott bussing the damn illegals up there to New York and DC. Well, fuck DC. They ought to bus them all up there. Drop them off at the mayor's house. The fact of the matter is, my point being is they'll do this knowing it's false. What do you think 87,000 IRS agents are going to do? All I can say, if you get audited, go to tax court. They have a small claims version of tax court. Flood that bitch with, if you're a small business or pro se the hell out of it if you can, and take the shit to court and flood their ass with a bunch of court hearings. If every single one of us, and I don't think they're really going to go, I think they're probably going to go after PPP, the abuse and fraud and all that shit. And they should go after that. That's why my company never, when I was going through COVID, I mean, my company shut down because of COVID, but, and I had to try to rebuild it, in which that's what I'm doing now. And I'll make it, always do. But the point being is, I never took PPE, I never took those loans out because I didn't qualify for them. The company didn't. I read the fine print, but you got people that took that shit that shouldn't have been getting it. And I told my wife, I said, there's going to be audits. There's going to be people go to jail. This is so broad. You're going to see bankers go to jail when all this comes down. But I digress from that. So ask yourself the question, what is 87,000 IRS agents going to do? They're coming. And the idiots that passed this, I hope they're targeted. I hope that they get their just desserts. Because it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy day in America if this passes. And the GOP, immediately when they get in power, should repeal and pass legislations repealing this that passed in the Senate. That's too much fucking power. We already get taxed to death in this country, but we don't tax the poor. The poor doesn't get taxed. The top 20% of earners pay 100% of the taxes. Have you ever known a relative that got $10,000 back from the IRS but didn't pay a dime in? That's why. Because the rich pay the taxes in this country. That's what capitalism is. That's the way it's set up. That's how it works. The wealthy pay the taxes. So don't give me this horse shit about, well, they're, it's just not true. It's not true. You don't get taxed. If you work at Starbucks and you pay your taxes and you claim head of household or something, you get $5,000 back and then you're still bitching and you didn't pay $5,000 in. Anyway, that's what's happening in America today. And it's a sad day. But the fact is, I think they're coming after him. This is my theory, totally my opinion. I have no proof of this, but I think they're coming after him because he tells the truth. And I think they're scared to death of him and the American people. Folks, it scared the shit out of them on January 6th. And that wasn't an insurrection. That was unarmed people protesting. AOC admitted that the cops let them in. Nancy Pelosi turned down all the National Guard troops that Trump wanted to send down there to protect the Capitol. The January 6th committee was assembled without allowing cross-examination of the testimonies given, which has never been done in this country. This is a banana republic move. And I'm sad to say that our stupid ass representative from Mississippi here is right in head of that shit. And every one of those on the January 6th committee ought to get the Dumbass of the Year award for propagating this shit. So I'm just going to say this how it is. The bottom line is the hoax and the farce that's being portrayed on the January 6th committee is nothing short of a banana republic type move. You don't conduct here, and look, they televised it. All they're trying to do is try him in the court of public opinion. And I hope you realize that. They couldn't get him. Two impeachments, two acquittals. All the FISA court Mueller investigations turned up to be nothing. John Durham found out that the FISA dossier was false. We know all of that was false. We know that the media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of them were complicit in this. Project Veritas has got producers on film saying that they knew it was false, but they promoted it anyway because they hated Trump. When your hatred of Trump causes you to lie and do things that is detrimental to this country, you should be in prison. Because it's called treason. You don't lie on people just because you don't like them. So the bottom line is they couldn't get him any other way. So they're trying him in the court of public opinion, and that's not working. So here comes the FBI in the guise of National Archives. Is it National Archives? No, I don't think that's what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to stain him, and all it does is make me want to vote for him more. Just because it sticks it up their ass. And this country needs an enema. And it needs it quickly. So all I'm going to say in regards to that is look at FBI Director Wray answering Ted Cruz's questions. The Betsy Ross flag is deemed to be terrorist? Really? What are you, a fucking moron? The fact of the matter is, but not just the flag. You have to have other criteria too now. We know that, yeah, fuck that. You know damn good and well what you're doing. You're targeting Trump supporters and patriots. What used to be a great thing to be a part of in this country is now considered terrorist. To love your country and to have a healthy skepticism about the government and their role is now considered terrorist? Well, I guess so. And with that, I've ranted for well on 30 minutes now, I think, 20 or 30 minutes. So I'm going to call it a day. God bless you. Pray for this country. And let's just hope that we get officials into these positions that is going to straighten this out. Because we're headed, like Merle Haggard would say, a snowball headed for hell. I'll see you guys later.